In 1940, Mortimer Adler wrote a tremendously important book titled How to Read a Book. Now, many people dismissed it, thinking, hey, I already know how to read. Why would I need that book? But those who have read Adler's book know how valuable it is. I first discovered it when one of my mentors told me, oh, you have to read Adler. He's the reason I made it through graduate school. If it wasn't for Adler's advice, I wouldn't know which books to read or how to read them. I'd be stuck trying to read every page of every text and probably forgetting most of what I read. So you need to read Adler. Dr. Peter Kraft, a longtime philosophy professor at Boston College, once said this, quote, on the basis of over 40 years of full-time college teaching, of almost 20,000 students at 20 different schools, if I were a college president, I would require every incoming freshman to read Adler's book and pass a test on it before taking other courses, end quote. Now, why such high praise from so many people? Well, because Adler's book is packed with useful practical advice on becoming a better reader. It transforms how you read any category of text, novels, poetry, scientific papers, biographies, political treatises, and much more. But in my view, the most helpful chapter in Adler's book explains how to X-ray a book. Adler begins that chapter by saying, every book has a skeleton hidden between its covers, and your job as an analytical reader is to find it. In other words, a book is like a person. It has bones that make up its structure, but those bones are covered with flesh, and that flesh is covered with clothes. And if you want to understand the book's core, you need to peer through its soft outer coverings and get to the skeleton. In other words, you need to X-ray the book. Now, X-raying has two purposes. First, it will help you quickly understand the book's core message. Second, with that in mind, you can then determine whether the book is worth reading. So how do you X-ray a book? Well, Mortimer Adler has some tips of his own, but here's my personal process, and I perform this on almost every new book I come across, whether in a bookstore or online. My process involves 8 steps, and it can take anywhere from 3 minutes to 20 minutes per book, depending on how long the book is and how interested I am in the book. So here we go. Step number 1, read the summary. You obviously need a rough idea of what the book is about to X-ray it. So read the description on Amazon or the summary on the back cover of the book, and that'll give you the gist of it in a few seconds. Publishers typically spend hours carefully crafting these book descriptions. You know, their whole job is to capture the book's essence in a few sentences and make you interested in it. So use that as your first bellwether. If the summary of the book, crafted by these marketing experts, sounds boring, if even the best salespeople in the publishing house can't get you interested in the book, then the book probably isn't worth your time. But that's the first thing you want to do. Read the summary. Second, read the reviews. If you used Amazon for the first step, then this next step is pretty easy. You just scroll down the page and read some of the reviews. Your goal here is to determine whether the book is worth reading. So find out from the people who have already read it why they consider it important or whether they do at all. If the reviews look decent, then go ahead and move on to the next step. Step number 3, determine the publisher and the date. You can usually find this on a book's Amazon page or on the publisher's website. If you're holding a print book, you'll find it right in the front on the copyright page. Ask yourself, who published this book and what other sorts of books do they publish? As you read more books, you'll develop a list of favorite, trustworthy publishers. You also want to ask yourself, when was the book published? What was happening in the world at that time? Have things changed in the area that this is focusing on? How has this topic or this genre developed since that date? These are all good questions to ask in order to position that book. Step 4, learn about the author. You want to ask yourself, who wrote this book and why? Read through the author's biography, which is usually located on the back cover or one of the last pages in the book, and ask, What makes this author specially qualified to write on this topic? Do they have the relevant credentials? Do they have experience with this topic, or have they written on it before? Now, the book still might be good, even if these answers are no, but if the author is qualified and experienced, it's far more likely that you've found a valuable book. Step number 5, examine the table of contents. Now, this step is mostly applicable to nonfiction, not so much with fiction, but here's where you first peek inside of the book. To do this, I often use Amazon's free feature called Look Inside, which you'll find on the sales page for the book. Usually you just click the cover of the book on Amazon and you can read a preview of the inside. Study the table of contents for a couple minutes until you understand the book's main structure. How is it laid out? Is there a linear progression, or are the chapters mostly unrelated? Do the chapter titles or the subtitles tell you anything about the main points that the book is making? This is the closest thing to an actual x-ray because you get to see the skeleton of the book all at once. That's what the table of contents is meant to show you. All right, step number 6, browse the references. Now, this applies only to books that have footnotes or endnotes or bibliographies or indices, but it's an important step. Browse through all those things and note which authors and which books the writer engages. Does the author pull from many different sources or just a few? Does the author display a broad grasp of the current conversation? Does the author mainly engage popular level sources or more academic and scholarly sources? The references provide you a sense of where this book fits alongside other books in the genre. Step 7, read the introduction and the conclusion, if it has one. Now, most people like to skip over the introduction or the preface or the foreword or whatever's before the main content because they want to get right into the book. And I do recommend that strongly for fiction, especially the classics. Don't let some deconstructionist literary critic spoil a classic piece of literature for you before you even start. But for most nonfiction books, if your goal is to quickly and efficiently understand what it's about, then the introduction is usually the most important part of the book. So read it carefully. The same holds for the conclusion, if there is one, because the conclusion is where the author ties together all of his points and sums them up. In fact, in many cases, if you only read the introduction and the conclusion, you'll get a strong understanding of the book. You'll pull in 80% of the book's value just from the intro and the conclusion. The rest are just details. All right, step number 8, scan the first and last paragraphs in each chapter. Now, again, this is mainly for nonfiction, and it's not necessary for all books. For most books, you can x-ray them using only the previous steps. But if you want to go a little deeper, the first and last paragraph of each chapter will provide a bit more insight. Again, that'll take you from maybe 80% familiarity with the book to 90% of the book's value. Much like the introduction and the conclusion, these opening and closing paragraphs typically explain what the chapter will cover at first, and then at the end, it'll summarize the chapter. Now, as I mentioned above, this x-raying process usually takes me anywhere from 3 minutes to 20 minutes, depending on the book and how deep I want to go into it. But you'll know that you're finished x-raying a book when you can describe what it's about in just a couple sentences. If you can't do that, if you can't articulate the main point of the book clearly and succinctly, then the book probably needs more x-raying. You're also done x-raying when you can determine whether the book is worth a deeper read to you. Should you spend more time with it or just let it go? That's the key question that x-raying is going to help you answer. Now, let me anticipate a few objections that you might be thinking. First, you might be worried about spoiling the reading experience if you x-ray a book. You know, if instead of reading it cover to cover, you're kind of sampling the beginning and the ending, won't you ruin the joy of discovery? Well, that's certainly an issue for books like novels or detective stories where the element of surprise is integral to the experience. And for those books, I usually recommend not x-raying them too deeply, especially if they're written by a trusted author or publisher. In those cases, just pick up the book and start reading, but don't be afraid to put it down if it stops bringing you joy or you lose your interest. But this isn't true for other types of books, especially nonfiction. In fact, most of the time, you'll benefit by understanding the main points ahead of time. In other words, spoiling is a good thing. Ryan Holiday is a best-selling author who reads around 200 books per year, and here's what he says, quote, "When I start a book, I almost always go straight to Wikipedia or Amazon or to a friend and ruin the ending. Who cares? Your aim as a reader is to understand why something happened. The what is secondary. You ought to ruin the ending or find out the basic assertions of the book because it frees you up to focus on your two most important tasks. One, what does it mean? Two, do you agree with it? The first 50 pages of the book shouldn't be a discovery process for you. You shouldn't be wasting your time figuring out what the author is trying to say with the book. Instead, your energy needs to be spent on figuring out if he's right and how you can benefit from it. Plus, if you already know what happens, you can identify all the foreshadowing and the clues during your first read through." End quote. Now, a second objection to X-raying is that all that time that you spend X-raying books is time that you could have used to finish more books cover to cover. And that's true, but I want you to see this as a benefit and not as a problem. Remember from the last lesson that you shouldn't be slaves to your books, thinking you have to read a book cover to cover in order to check an invisible box that says finished or read. This isn't school, this is life. To read a book means to understand its main points, to grasp whatever it is the author intends to share with you. And more often than not, that can happen just as effectively through X-raying as it can through reading straight through the book cover to cover. So in the end, think of X-raying more like an investment. You spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes reviewing a book, determining what it's about and whether it's worth reading, and in return, you receive huge benefits. First, you save countless hours wasted on bad books, books that you otherwise would have plodded through cover to cover. Second, X-raying makes you a much wider reader. You'll have explored 10 times more books than people who only read books in their entirety, one book at a time, cover to cover. Imagine being able to confidently discuss dozens of books each year or reference or quote different ideas. That's what happens when you X-ray a vast number of books and become familiar with them. Third, for those rare books that do deserve a deeper reading, X-raying helps you read them faster and better. Because by X-raying it at first, you learn the book's general structure and its concepts ahead of time so you can breeze through all the fluff during your deeper reading. You don't have to waste time determining what matters in the book and what doesn't because you already know, and therefore you can give each section only the time that it deserves. On that note, you'll also remember more during your deeper reading since you're not encountering ideas and concepts for the first time. You already discovered them during the X-raying stage. The more books you X-ray, the better you get at the process. For me, I'm able to X-ray about 5 to 10 books per week. So that means I'm able to absorb anywhere from 200 to 300 new books each year. I become familiar with their main ideas, their main themes, and you can do that too. So next time you pick up a book, turn on the X-ray and focus on the skeleton. It's the bones that you're interested in, not the skin or the clothes. Now in the next lesson, we're going to learn a simple tactic to help get you going whenever you're bogged down in a long but difficult book, one that you like but you don't want to give up on. So look for that lesson and you'll learn exactly how to handle that scenario. I'll see you there.